Yo, Black, what the fuck is going on?
Man, they knew what was going on. What's up, little mamas?
So listen, today we have Vibes from Black with a B.
Yes, sir.
Period.
And that's just on period. Y'all know me, I'm Fat Daddy Fine Ass.
And y'all already know who this is. This is Everybody Hates Chris.
Danny.
What's up?
I like your outfit. Oh, let's get into your outfit, because yeah. They can't see your outfit, so I'm going to have to describe it.
Okay.
So you got on the Yettas. Okay. You got on the Yettas, the fresh little Yetts or whatever.
Okay, talk to him.
Then you got the, what's this, the army fatigue?
Zucchini.
He got the Zucchini on.
Zucchini.
He got they joggers. What are they? Joggers? Do we refer to these as joggers or what?
I guess so, man. You can see that.
He got the camo joggers on. Then he got the lime green. What is this? I'm not to be all in your area,
yeah,
but.
God damn it.
Boy,
God is good.
Boy, boy, please, okay. He got the lime green thing. He got the lime green strings. He got on his black shirt with the black. I mean, with the slime neon writing. He got on this icy fucking chain. Is bust down.
Period.
Then he let me get a dollar. You get money.
I'm fucked up.
That's just.
This ain't that.
Damn, four quarters, Danny, that's fucked up.
So I guess he don't cut checks then.
Oh, we can cross that off the list. Where's the pen?
Cross that off. Cross rip that off the list.
Damn. You don't cut checks, Danny?
Lizzie O'Donnell.
No? No dates, no night? What you do?
Hey, I do dates, though, if they worth it. Yeah, man. You can't take everybody out. These females right. Be crazy. They done slept with everybody in their pot. Right. Literally.
So how you get the vibes first? How you know if she right for at least a date?
Alright, so I get their number. You mean you always get to tell a female what type of female you're dealing with by the conversation on wherever situation you get them from.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is I get their number, I throw a couple tests out there, and if you're really sitting there telling me you busy and you steady into your craft or whatever mm-hmm. you're doing, then it's like you work for date.
Gotcha.
You feel what I'm saying? But if you in every club shaking right. your ass at every bar, every right. nigga face,
mm-hmm.
I holler at you.
Okay. I can respect that.
Yeah, I mean, that's it.
Yeah. What the fuck? What the fuck is your face looking like? Because who you talking about?
Excuse me.
Because what the fuck was that, a shot?
I guess what's going on?
And you throwing shots?
No, I ain't throwing no shots, man. I mean, just with the female.
Because I get niggas. Good ones.
And I be in the club.
And I every night shaking my ass. I don't be in no niggas' faces, though. Man, that's just
different strokes for different folks.
Nah, I'm just bullshitting. Well, but I do. No,
definitely
I do,
don't be in the club.
I'm not
shaking our ass.
Definitely don't.
That's just not that.
Yeah. I be chilling. How about you?
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? So, Danny, I keep calling you Danny. I'm so sorry. I keep calling you Danny. But anyway, how long have you been doing music? Because this is new to me.
Because it's pretty good.
I've been doing music for a little long time, like since like Second Street days. You know, since we've been to Omni, probably like my ninth grade year.
Mm-hmm.
I've just been writing my whole time. But I just started taking it serious like a year ago. So, like, now I had took time, went through trials and tribulations. Now I'm about to finally drop my first mixtape. So hopefully everybody like it. We'll call it Vibe from Black
uh-huh.
because I'm giving you different vibe from me.
Mm.
You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's putting you in a different vibe so you can understand me.
I like that explanation. That was
pretty good.
That was awesome. That was a very great response.
I mean, you should know your craft. You should know what you're doing. So
yeah.
So when is this mixtape coming out?
I'm aiming for, like, Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving? That's pretty soon. That's, like, another 2 weeks.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I got a lot of music, man. I've been writing for, like, a year recording. So, it's like, I got a lot of music. I put together a nice 10-track body mm-hmm. of work. You know what I mean? Feed it to the people. I feel like this is, like, a little appetizer, a little warm-up to mm-hmm. see what the people going to gravitate to from me. And then mm-hmm. after that, I'm going to drop again.
Okay, so is there any Philly rapping niggas out here that you would collab with right now?
Yeah, I would definitely want to do a track with Cannon.
Mm-hmm.
He hot. We kind of like on the like same type lane on with the lyric type shit. So I'll definitely fuck with him.
Yeah, that me.
That way.
I would like to do a track with the boy Mirror 220.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He making
yeah.
some noise right
yeah.
now. He got a nice little sound, unique sound.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the guy, my favorite from Philly right now, I'm hands down, is the boy Lauren Hill's son. Y'all gotta go check him out. He hot as shit.
Okay.
Like, I fuck with him.
Like, is he cute?
I don't know about all that. You gotta go check him out, though. He called himself Lauren.
You just pissed him off, too.
You irked him.
He hot. He
you know
what
I did. That's my job. Fuck. This is what I do.
though.
Okay, right. So that's good. I like, I fuck with that.
Yeah.
So, according to Instagram, you model.
Yeah, I just started with that, though.
Okay, so you model, or you model? Like, you an Instagram model, or you a contract model?
I'm a contract model now.
Oh, you getting money?
Yeah.
Oh, business. Oh, business. I'm in a meeting.
I'm booked and busy, honey.
Yeah.
Period. Cool. So right now, you got a song out that you just dropped, a little reggae joint. Can't Hold Me, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, can't...
Reggae.
Yeah, I try to touch that avenue a little bit, but try to stay still street, mm-hmm. you know, because I wasn't trying to jump out of my element.
Right.
Yeah, so. Because you apparently, to the lyrics, you said, you know, I keep that ting on me. You get what I'm saying? So that's very street.
Yeah, so you mean, uh-huh. I feel like I wanted to add the street and that reggae sound mm-hmm. and try to create like a different wave type sound with that track.
I think it was a good idea, though.
Well, thank you, man. Yeah,
because if someone would have told me that, though, I probably wouldn't have fucked with it. But being as though you put it into play,
right?
You know what I mean? It came out nice.
And we can find this on Apple Music, correct?
Yes, ma'am, on Apple Music.
Is that the only platform we can find this on?
Yeah, right now, yes. I just dropped it 2 days ago.
Oh, okay. What's a banger, two days ago.
So what's the, what's your name on Apple Music?
Danny Black.
Oh, right.
Danny Black.
Danny Black.
Black
okay.
with a V.
Not an A. Okay. Don't get it fucked up. Don't be calling this phone and sliding this DMs like, I can't find you on Apple Music. Because it's Black with a V. So, where do you see yourself in 5 years from now, Mr. Black?
Shit. I see myself in a mansion. Ooh. Sitting by my motherfucking waterfront. Mm. You feel what I'm saying?
Vibes.
Smoking, chilling, calling Ed. Like, I told you this shit was going to happen.
Not you told.
You asked this question.
Damn, we couldn't even be in the living room.
Why I'm about to say that. My next question definitely was about to be, can I come? But apparently
you
I can't.
You know you could come.
No, he said he was going to call you. That means you still in Philly.
I'm doing bad. Fuck
like,
me.
Meet me at the airport.
Fuck that.
I got a ride for you at the airport or something, man. Come and holler at me. We're going to have a little get together or something. Relax, man. You know you're going to be included.
You know you my dog. Yeah. You're not my dog, though. You just
Well, y'all dogs, I want to be put on payroll so I know it's real. I need a job.
I need the money. Pay me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to be getting you all together and I'm broke. Okay. Don't work like that.
No, definitely don't, man. One hand wash the other, man.
Ooh, scratch my back real quick. Go ahead, scratch it.
No, I'm cool.
Now I'm just not going to scratch my back.
Wow. Not pat your back. Like you,
I see where that's going.
I ain't got no nails.
Okay.
What you over there sipping on? Because you acting crazy.
Some wine.
What kind of wine? You didn't offer anybody else any.
I said I got about to pop the wine. Y'all said, oh.
Ooh, I said, oh, wine. Yes, okay.
Because we want you to be getting in your zone. If the wine is going to do it for you, go ahead and do that. Mm. Do your thing, honey. So, whatever makes you comfy.
So listen, the other day we was here, right? And you was like, we was talking. Mm-hmm. And you was talking about, I don't remember how it came up, but the whole shaft thing blew me the fuck over.
Yeah, okay? Let's talk about the shaft.
The shaft thing, I couldn't take it. Like, I've been thinking about the shaft thing.
Shaft!
And my sleep is like, shaft.
Oh, shit. Not shafts in the sleep.
Yo!
Watch your mouth.
Tell me about the chef. Well, now, what happened?
Tell us all about the chef, because we missed it. All
right, well, listen.
Mm-hmm.
I had this girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
She said she wanted to go down on me. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, yeah.
Not go down on
me. You feel me? So I'm like, all right, cool. But she got, like,
busy.
You feel what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, she did everything but touch my head for, like, 30 minutes.
Wow.
Like, she was caressing the chef. Mm. You feel what I'm saying? Like, she was really doing her thing. Like,
you loved it, huh?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Like, was that your favorite?
That was my favorite. Yeah, that definitely crawled up in there.
Yeah.
One of my best.
That's like your top three?
Definitely top two.
Wow. Oh.
She didn't even suck the dick and she got a top two.
I'm going to do shafts now because I need niggas. Like,
I'm shaft from here on out.
Shafts.
But no, because it's like, when she did that, it's like she felt like she was in love with my situation. You feel what I'm saying? Like, she was doing her thing, and it took her time. You feel what I'm saying? And it was, like, just feeling good, like, endless feel good.
Did you endless feel good? Boy! Did you call her after that?
Yes, I did.
You call her all the time?
What? I did. But, you know, I don't do the chasing thing, so it was
she
like,
fleed you.
No, she did.
She fleed you. For you to be chasing her?
No, I'm just saying you. I just don't do that. We cool. She still be popping. See, what had happened was she popped up in my crib unannounced one time.
Oh, yeah.
And I kind of snapped on her a little bit. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
So were you busy?
Yes, I did.
Exactly. That's why you was... That's mad as shit. Dog ass nigga. Fucking dog.
Definitely fuck that money up.
But she wasn't, like, trying to come chill with me. Like, you mean? My phone was fucked up, so she was trying to, like, get some bud for my little cousin or something. So, that shit just went how it went.
And you fucked the shaft up.
She's still around.
She still be looking your shaft?
No, but she's still around, though. I haven't been too busy.
So you saying that if you wanted your shaft licked,
you can call her anytime? That's how
probably so, yes.
Okay, good. So at any time you need a good shaft licking, you can call right shaft.
Okay, yeah. Call shaft. Yeah,
shaft!
Y'all's the
bed, that's hilarious. No, you're the bed. Anyway.
Oh, my God. So, what's something that a girl usually do or used to do or still currently might do now that'll make you moan?
And I mean moan, like...
Like a lot of niggas don't be fucking with the moaning.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all.
Did the shaft thing make you moan?
Yeah, man.
How you was moaning, though? You was moaning loud. Not demonstrate. Don't fucking give me those squeaky eyes.
But listen, though.
You held it in.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You hold moans in?
Yes, Lord.
Oh, why?
Wow, he one of those,
yes, I am. Y'all tripping. I'm not laughing.
Oh, you ain't letting a bitch know she got you.
Nope. Ever.
Wow. That's childish.
Very childish.
That's childish.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna hold you. That is childish. I'm not fucking with it, and I'm telling all my friends.
God is good. Listen. Period. All yep. I'm gonna say is
friends.
I talk.
He don't moan.
Friends. I talk shit to you, whatever. Like, but I ain't moaning though. I ain't
no. What's your shit talking be like? So talk shit to me. Wait, let me hear it. Pull my hearing on it. I thought maybe we can get a little sample of it, whatever, like, you know. Because you know me, my favorite line is, what you doing?
Hold on.
What you doing?
Wait.
Hold on, stop.
I'm cracking up.
Yo, don't do that.
Y'all ever imagine Moneybagg Yo and Megan Thee Stallion fucking? They probably be like, ugh. I was cracking up one day. I was thinking to my dad, like, yo, that shit is so funny. If you take away everything else and just listen to the ad-libs, that's them having sex. I promise you.
That was crazy.
Yo, that's funny. All right, so listen. You in the anal? I'm just going to dive right in.
No.
You don't get into the booty index?
No.
Okay.
Do you eat ass?
I have, but no.
You boring.
When you say you have, that mean like it was a bitch that you really was in love with? Or,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Got you.
That, yeah.
Okay.
Do you do any mouth spitting?
No.
Wow.
I put my finger in your mouth, though.
You don't get your mouth spitting or you don't do spitting in mouths?
No, you're not spitting in my motherfucking mouth. What's wrong with you?
Oh, he ain't nasty.
No, I
like me a you nasty, ain't nasty nigga.
Yeah, I ain't.
I need you to be nasty.
I do the spitting. You ain't nasty. Else.
Yeah, you definitely yeah,
I spit
nasty.
Everywhere else, but I... Okay.
Would you slap a bitch up? Like, what you get?
Yeah, I do all that.
What you get into?
Fuck up, slap, pull hair, do all that shit, but you want to spit in the mouth and all that. I ain't with that.
That's kinky as fuck. Yeah, I love kinky.
That's too much movement.
Oh, word.
Wow.
Okay.
And that's too much movement.
Wow. So what's the kinkiest you'll go?
Yeah.
What you'll do?
Shit, man. I don't know right now off the back, but...
This nigga scared.
It gotta be in like the midst of the situation, but I definitely ain't spitting in no mouth.
Wow.
All right, me. For the record, Black is not spitting in no bitch's mouth. Okay.
Or letting no famous bitches spit in his mouth.
No.
Not at all.
Not one.
He ain't fucking with it. He ain't doing it.
So would you do a polygamy relationship?
A
polygamy relationship. Polygamy.
No.
Why? Do you know what a polygamy relationship is?
Yeah, but it's like, why would I want to do that, though?
But you cheat all day long.
I don't cheat. You
well,
don't cheat?
If you had
a girl, you would cheat because you fuck with multiple girls now.
But I don't got no girl.
But I'm saying, so if you saying that you had a girl, did you cheat on the girl that you were just talking about?
No.
Okay. So you're not a cheater. Once you got a girl, you committed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is true.
Yeah, like, I don't touch nobody.
Yep, he be in love.
I be in love. Yep. I go fall off the face of the earth and all that.
Yep, real shit, you can't find him.
Not fall off the face of the earth.
Yes, girl. What? Remember you asked that question to me, if you had a friend and you got a relationship, that's Denny. Yep, he cutting everybody off. His mom, anybody.
Not who's getting...
Not my mom.
Not my mom.
Definitely get cut off.
Shout
out
to Mom Dukes.
Not my Wheezy, that's my dog. Wow.
That's my dog for sure.
What kind of girls attract you the most?
To be honest with you, the ones that attract me the most is the whores.
Ooh!
Like, mm-hmm. the bitches on the gram with their ass out and all that, because they fun, and they basically saying, come fuck me.
Yeah.
And that's all they want, and that's perfectly fine with me, because I'm not trying to deal with the other bullshit. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Because we could definitely have fun. You go about your business, you go back to Rodney and them. You feel what I'm saying?
Rodney and them.
I'm cool. So, but the girls that I would like to wife is, like, a businesswoman, like somebody that's not on the gram as much, mm-hmm. you mean? Somebody that's into the craft, you know, focus on their career and doing what they need to do.
Bitches that got their shit together.
All day.
Yeah.
But some of these whores be having their shit together too, though. Yeah. Don't get it fucked up.
They're definitely.
But
definitely.
You mean they just want to be whores?
Whores will be whores.
So,
what's your definition of a whore?
Right.
Just fuck with everybody and their mom. That's all.
So, do she gotta be a whore because she in the club shaking her ass?
Right.
And on Instagram, right, her ass
I ain't gonna say they ain't gonna make her a whore, but it makes it like, come on, like, who wants to wife that?
But I thought that a whore was giving your whole up.
Yeah,
but 9 times out of 10, it looks like you giving your whole up.
Damn, looks can be deceiving. Don't never judge a book by the cover.
I'm on your phone, and now it just seems like I'm giving my whole up.
Hi. You're just giving that whole up.
Because if you on the gram with your ass out, you got videos of twerking with 9 niggas' hands on your ass and all that, you drawing.
You drawing.
So what about strippers? Is it enough?
Strippers is entertaining.
That's business, though.
That's business.
You said you like a business woman.
Yeah.
That's business. That's why I said some whores got their shit together, and that would be a stripper.
So if you're a stripper, you're automatically a whore?
Yeah. No, not, or I wouldn't say whore, but, you know, whores, like, nowadays is not even, like, a bad thing. You feel what I'm saying? It's just, that's a limit of you not getting wife. Because I don't understand what you really got going on, because all it portrayed to me is you out here. When I look at your stuff. Yes, you can't judge a book by its cover, but I got to get to know you.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay.
You have valid points.
I know.
Bitch. I know.
His shit is more so on the other hand type of thing. Because
I give it, before I judge a book by its cover, I see what's going on. You look like a whore, but that's what attracts me. Right. I'm going to go in on you, and I'm going to see what type whore you is. You might be the whore with your shit together.
There's levels to the shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, or you just a broke whore that always want her hand out on you, but you are somehow in the club every week. You feel what I'm saying?
Because so those are bitches that's fucking for $25.
Yep.
You feel what I'm saying? So
that's way too low. Don't even put a dent in it.
Not even a 40.
You know what I'm saying? Now, I don't even know where niggas got this $40 shit from.
Yeah. Bitches begging. You know what I...
But like, universally, $40? Like,
I get asked seriously. Beans, 200s.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. I don't know what kind of bitches these niggas dealing with.
And the crazy part about it is I always tell people, like, don't ask this nigga for this dinner. Don't, like, you know what I mean? Like, if it's less than, like, a bean something, bean 50, I'd be like, yo, listen, ask that nigga for 200. Because if you ask for a higher amount, he'd be like, yo, I only got, you know...
But I can give you this.
If I ask you for 200... You come up with 150, I'm going to take it. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
And if I ask 5 niggas for 200 and they come up for 150, nigga, you do the math, I'm up.
And that's just period.
I'm up.
But that's the shit, that's the right reason why I don't be trying to cut no checks, because it's like, you not mine. You feel what I'm saying? So that means you about to ask me for a check, him for a check.
So what? They ain't got nothing to do with you.
It
really don't, but this ain't that. No, I'm not going to be...
I need a different explanation, because that's not going to work. No. Telling me that you worried about me asking another nigga for some money when I only asked you for money? Out of sight, out of mind.
You're
and
not
do
my
you.
Shorty, so it's like, I don't feel comfortable giving you a check to give...
What's a check, though?
I mean, you might...
Yeah, what's a check?
A check would be like 300 and up, you mean?
Okay.
Like, we all grown. Uh-huh. We all grown. So
but if I was somebody you was fucking with and I asked you for a couple dollars, like, you know what I mean? I'm talking about a couple dollars. Like, let me get $60. Mm-hmm. I need to go pay this bill. Whatever. You not going to give it to me because you think that I'm getting money from other niggas?
If we just fuck with each, it depends what type of level we fucking with each other. Like, if I'm coming to your crib or we spending time with each other,
I don't mind giving you $60.
That's what I'm saying.
Danny ain't the one.
That's what I'm saying.
Give it. cross his name off the list. Cross his name off the list.
Yeah, that's what it gets. Yeah. Cross, rip it off. Yeah, this shit ain't yeah, this no. But if I fucks with you and I know like we got a nice bond going on, like I feel like you don't even gotta tell me. Like if I seen them nails too long, like huh, go get your nails done. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying?
You ain't never gonna see these like, nails too long, baby, because I be up to fall.
See what I'm saying?
Every 2 weeks.
Every week. Matter of fact, this cutting into my nail time right now. But well, I fuck
sit
with
there and
you.
Tell me, like yo, I'm about to get my hair done next week, or I'm about to get my hair done. All right, huh? This for your hair. You feel what I'm saying? Like okay. I do little shit like that. Like okay. Or my rent about to be due. All right, well, hum, I got this for you towards your rent.
Right.
Like,
okay.
Ease up off you. Like if I'm fucking with you.
Okay.
You feel me? But if we just any fucking and it's like I see you when I see you, it's like that I'm not obligated to cut you shit or do shit for you. We just fucking.
Right. Okay. So has it ever been an instant where a bitch like totally blew your mind?
Oh, yes.
Like, not even just sexually. Like, of course, y'all probably had sex, but I'm saying, like, your whole day. Like, maybe y'all went on a date. Like, you had a great day, and then it just was, like, great sex afterwards.
Yeah, I did. I had a couple of those.
Okay, well, what was your favorite?
The most recent one probably was a couple months ago. And it's the girl that I'm secretly fucking with now.
They were secretly fucking with somebody. Okay. Yeah, so. Okay, I'm glad we got that out of the way because I was going to ask you, were you seeing anyone?
Yeah, I am. But, so, yes, I am.
Okay, so what happened? Give us a little taste of the medicine. We want to know.
And now I ain't doing all that.
Can't even give us a breakdown of what happened. We don't want to know what the sex. We want to know, like, what made it good. Like, did y'all go to the movies? Like, what did y'all do?
The whole vibe was just, we went to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Then we went to go get a massage.
Ooh,
then
fun.
We went to go get some ice cream.
Mm, oh, okay. That's cute.
You feel what I'm saying?
I love ice
chill
cream.
Shit. You feel what
oh,
I'm
you
saying?
Make time.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
That's cute.
That's what I'm saying.
That's my, I like that.
When I fuck with somebody, gotcha. I go out my way. You feel mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we did that. Mm-hmm. And then we just talked and really was talking about like what we had future mm-hmm. plans for one other, like what she got going on, what she trying to do. Mm-hmm. And we just started bonding from there.
Just giving them vibes from black.
Yeah, them vibes from black. and that was a different feel than what I was used to. You mean? Like mm-hmm. she don't smoke or none of that shit. So I ain't smoke or nothing. Yeah. So that was like genuine.
Yeah. It was
bondage.
Raw.
Yeah.
Oh, raw cone.
She tells some raw cone.
That's what's up. Well, I'm real romantic. Like I'm super duper romantic. Like I blew this nigga. No, for real. I blew this nigga mind one time and it's like it was so long ago he just won't stop talking about it. Like I'm the shit. Like
okay,
I
talk to him.
What I did was I was feeling this little nigga while I like feeling him. Like so. What I had did was, I sent him on a scavenger hunt. So, it was dope, though. I had texted him one day from, like, a text number. And I texted him my middle name. And I'm like, oh, hey. But I always would joke with him and say, like, oh, you ain't seen nothing yet. Like, wait till you meet Cecilia. And that's my middle name. Don't nobody try to play me because I could fight. And that's just my period. But,
old white folk.
Yeah.
It is, though, man. It's cool.
My grandmama gave me that name. No. So anyway, I text him one day. Once I get to Cecilia, I'm coming in town for a night or whatever. Like, meet me at such and such, but I can't give you a location yet. So he texts me back like, "Yo, Ebony, you so funny." Da da da. So I'm like, "Who is that? Like, what are you talking about? I ain't da da like playing along and shit." I had all my friends in on it. Like, I was every day of the week, I would send him somewhere to get a clue. Like, maybe to one of my friends' jobs or one of whatever he had to do to get the clue to the next place.
Right.
And then the final thing was, I was somewhere or whatever, and I was surprised.
Okay.
Looked bomb as fuck. That's just on period. Had the red lingerie on, the red lights.
Red lights.
Show.
Grown,
okay.
Huh?
Grown. I was grown. I was grown when I did it. I just had my daughter, so like 8 years ago. And we had the little Frank Ocean Pyramids. I don't know if y'all know that song.
I remember
that. But I put that nigga on to that song, child. Put it on. What? When I say I put it on him, I put it on him. I made it wait all week for this. And it was great. Okay. Splash waterfalls. Okay. You couldn't get enough. Your legs were shaking. You was calling my name. You was moaning.
I can't take it.
No, but
not him calling your name.
Calling my name,
Chef.
That was pretty good. So Black, get a folks your Instagram handle one more time for the go round.
You can follow me on Instagram at Vibes from Black. Mm-hmm. That's Black with a V.
Okay.
You mean click the link in my bio, check out the pics on my page.
Because you're modeling them. Yep. Give them some feedback.
Little small things to a giant, you know.
You want to give any shout outs to anybody?
I want to give a shout out to my little cousin JP. Mm-hmm. He just dropped a mixtape on my mixtapes called Happen Overnight 2. It's 22 okay. songs. It's all bangers on there. On God, it is.
Shout out to JP.
Yeah.
I'm definitely tune in.
That's the only person you
want to
shout out?
Yeah, I want to shout out my man Matt. Mm-hmm. I want to shout out my boy Keith. Mm-hmm. My cousin Manny.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to shout out my mom and my manager.
You can't forget the Manny and
the mom. Shout out my manager, man, cause she making things happen for me on this modeling tip. It's gonna open a lot of doors for me.
You got like a little commercial and all of that set forth and all of that. You said?
Oh yeah, I got flying out. Hutchinson Island to do a commercial because she opening a sneaker store out there.
Mm-hmm.
So you mean you're gonna have all like
the background?
Yeah, so it's like gonna be all these sneakers. Y'all might as well come out there and check it out, man. Got Yeezys, Off White, sponsored by all that shit. So that's what I'm gonna be sponsored by too, like Off White, Puma, shit like that.
I wear size 9.
So you mean so definitely gonna be something good to look forward to.
Yeah, doing big things. Okay.
Well,
make sure y'all follow him.
Yep.
Get with my man.
Well, it was our pleasure to have you on our show today.
For sure. Anytime.
Yeah. So, we're going to play a song of yours.
Okay.
And
it's called Everything, right?
Everything.
Okay.
And make sure y'all check out his music. Follow him on Instagram and
Apple Music.
Stay tuned.
Dropping Thanksgiving, don't forget.
Yep.
Mixtape release party.
Yeah, I'm trying to aim for Sin City, but I'm definitely going to keep y'all posted.
Keep them posted.
Last night I see my mom praying down on her knees. Tears falling down her face, screaming, God help me please. All the doers walked out and just leave. Said my city needs some, all this hate, man, it's like a disease. No one is shackled, they don't like when we free. Move like pawns when we supposed to be kings. Hard times, I be wanting to squeeze. Hear from my son, he don't want me to leave. Had a talk with my young, I told him go to the league. Stay down, stop popping them peas. Stop ducking the D's. Had a few dogs, just turning some fleas. These niggas don't know what's going on.